This is Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole, with your host Sue Bushka from Bushka Retirement Solutions and Cole Bruner from Bushka Wealth Management. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Sue and Cole provide their clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful solutions to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now, here with the financial information you need are Sue and Cole.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Financially Speaking. My name is Cole Bruner. I'm from Bushka Wealth Management, and joining me this week is my sister and fellow private wealth advisor, Kaylee Berenson, also here from Bushka Wealth Management. Now, listeners out there, if at any point during today's show you'd like to get a little bit more information, feel free to give us a call anytime at 715-355-4445, or you can visit us online at retirewithbushka.com. That's retirewithbushka.com. Of course, while you're at the website, make sure to check out the radio and TV show pages. As we always mention, it's always a great opportunity to catch up on past episodes. If you've missed any, there's a couple out there for your viewing and listening pleasure. And of course, on the radio show, you can subscribe to the program on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube Music, or Amazon Music, whatever your favorite podcast subscription tool is out there. And also, there's all sorts of other additional information out on the website, information about our process, the reports that we can run for you, and all of the different types of information that someone thinking about scheduling a meeting with a financial professional might be looking for. And again, that website is retirewithbushka.com. Now, there was a recent CNBC article entitled, As Americans Reach Peak 65, Here's What to Know When Planning for Medicare and Social Security. And it really caught our attention because it used an expression that resonated with us, this silver tsunami. Now, as some of you have already likely guessed, the phrase silver tsunami refers to the baby boomers who are currently retiring in droves. In fact, the article notes that 11,200 baby boomers are expected to turn 65 every day from now through the year 2027. More than 11,000 boomers reaching age 65 every day. To me, that's honestly incredible and an exciting figure to think about. Now, while these baby boomers have much to look forward to in retirement, they will be confronted with many of the same questions and dilemmas that retirees have been faced with for decades, including how to manage Social Security and Medicare. For the baby boomer generation, which consists of those born between 1946 and 1964, the previous three legs of retirement, an employer pension, personal savings, and Social Security, have basically fallen by the wayside as many private sector employers are no longer providing those traditional pensions. And on top of that, the article points to a Center for Retirement Research at Boston College study that determined roughly 40% of households won't be able to maintain their pre-retirement lifestyle because of a lack of reliable retirement income. So we've got a lot to discuss today, but before we push further into our topic, let's make sure to say hello to everyone here with me today, Kaylee and Tony. Tony, how are we doing this morning?
I'm doing great. Thank you, Cole. I've had a busy week, been doing a lot of traveling, moved one of my kids back home from college, so got that done. But yeah, doing really good. Kaylee, what have you been up to?
Oh, not a whole lot. Just staying busy with the boys and the dogs. But I am super excited to be here again with you both. And I'm looking forward to these topics today.
Yeah. Yeah, Cole, you've got a great show lined up for us. You guys are going to impart your wisdom. I love the title, by the way, The Silver Tsunami.
I thought you'd like that one.
More like a Marvel comic movie than it does a financial radio show. But I love that. And it is true. I mean, boy, those stats, 11,200 people a day reaching retirement age for the next 4 years. That's definitely a silver tsunami. And those are staggering numbers. Hopefully, baby boomers who are listening today are going to hear some things they find helpful. I didn't quite make the baby boom generation. And so I'm a little younger than that, but still some of these things are going to apply to me as well. What do you have for us, Kaylee?
Well, Tony, one of the first things for those who turn 65 during the silver tsunami we'll need to learn about is Medicare. As many people likely know, turning 65 is the year of Medicare eligibility. Many financial services professionals and other experts recommend signing up for all parts of Medicare before turning 65 to prevent any potential coverage gaps. Coverage may come via original Medicare, which is parts A and B for hospital and medical insurance, as well as optional additional coverage like part D, drug coverage, or Medigap insurance plans. Additionally, some may opt for private Medicare Advantage plans that may include prescription drug coverage and potentially vision, dental, and hearing services. As a Medicare recipient, you're allowed to reconsider your coverage annually during the open enrollment period. While I certainly understand that Medicare may be confusing and overwhelming when you first begin your research prior to signing up, the fact is many financial services professionals have a thorough understanding of Medicare and how it fits into your overall financial strategy. Like so many other parts of our financial lives, you shouldn't feel like you've been left on an island to figure everything out on your own. Be sure to work with your financial services professional.
Right, and that's a good comment there, Kaylee. And using myself as an example, there was a time I tried to take care of all my finances and investments on my own. But the older I got and the more complicated things became, I realized I definitely needed to work with a financial professional, and it's one of the best decisions I've ever made.
Oh, yeah, definitely, Tony. A lot of people feel that way, and we hear often that people wish they would have started a relationship with a financial professional sooner. So, obviously, if you've been procrastinating that, now is the best time to possibly reach out to a financial services professional. Now, let's next consider some Medicare numbers. A person who turns 65 this year and is covered by original Medicare can expect to pay about $542 a month in costs, according to the research from JP Morgan, which was cited in the article. But in 2054, when that same person is 95, their anticipated monthly costs could rise as high as $1,484 per month, according to the study. Now, that's based on an annual 6% healthcare inflation rate, which JP Morgan believes is a, quote, prudent assumption. Now, to put that into a sharper perspective, as of February this year, inflation is up about 2.5% based on the data from the Federal Reserve's Personal Consumption Expenditures Price Index, which is a key inflation signifier.
Sure. And that would be your traditional Medicare. How about Medicare Advantage numbers, Kaylee?
Absolutely, Tony. According to JP Morgan, the outlay for those with a Medicare Advantage plan is lower. A person turning 65 this year may spend as much as $427 a month on Medicare Advantage premiums and out-of-pocket expenses. However, when they turn 95 in 2054, it may surge to as much as $990 a month. On the surface, a Medicare Advantage plan may seem like the way to go, and for some, that may be true. But for others, the benefits... not bad. On the surface, a Medicare Advantage plan may seem like the way to go, and for some, that may be true. But others may benefit from other options. For example, new Medicare enrollees who add a Medicare Advantage plan may want to switch to original Medicare in the future. But securing Medigap coverage may be more challenging depending on your state of residence and your health status.
Yeah, I would imagine. And to me, the goal should be to provide yourself with as many options as possible, right?
Oh, absolutely, Tony. And speaking of options, the article notes that original Medicare will likely give you more options for providers, which may be particularly important if you intend to divide your time between two states. Now, here's a factor that you should bear in mind. Because Medicare Advantage enrollees don't have supplemental coverage, they should save money for unexpected out-of-pocket expenses. Lastly, before purchasing a Medicare Advantage policy, be sure that you'll use everything it covers, like dental, vision, fitness, and over-the-counter medications. The article highlights Commonwealth Fund research that found that many people don't actually end up using those benefits.
Okay, well, that's a great point to make. People need to be aware of that. Now, we should probably take a quick break here, but before we do, why don't you let our listeners know how they can get a hold of you and set up that consultation, get a second opinion on where they're at?
Absolutely, Tony. They can give us a call right now at 715-355-4445, or they can visit retirewithbushka.com. That's retirewithbushka.com.
All right, listeners, stay tuned. We're going to be right back with more of Financially Speaking with Cole and Kaylee right after this.
When you think of a puzzle, what would you say is the most important piece? A corner? A side piece? I would argue the most important piece of a puzzle is the picture on the box. And the same can be said for your retirement. Cole Bruner and Sue Bushka from Bushka Retirement Solutions would love to show you your retirement picture. For more information, call 715-355-4445 or visit their website at retirewithbushka.com.
Welcome back to Financially Speaking. I'm your co-host, Tony Shore. I'm here with our hosts, Cole and Kaylee, and it's been a great show so far. You guys have done a great job letting us know what's going on with the silver tsunami, some things we need to be aware of in retirement. What do you have for us next, Kaylee?
Well, Tony, the CNBC article titled, As Americans Reach Peak 65, Here's What to Know When Planning for Medicare, Social Security, next provides an excellent overview of how Social Security will impact those in the silver tsunami. Let's first look at some Social Security basics. Those who turn 65 this year have a full Social Security retirement age of 66 and 10 months. For those who hit that milestone birthday next year or later, that full retirement age is 67, as dictated by changes enacted by Congress decades ago and then gradually phased in. As your financial services professional may have already explained to you, your full retirement age is the point at which you'll receive 100% of the benefits you've earned during your working years. While you may file for Social Security when you turn 62, doing so will lead to a permanent reduction in your monthly payment.
Yeah, I mean, I know that reduction in your monthly payment can be huge if you file at 62, but how much are we really talking about here?
Well, Tony, for those who are turning 65 right now, filing at age 62 would have been a monthly benefit cut of around 30%. So that means that if your payment at full retirement age, for example, would have been $1,000 a month, filing at age 62 would have left you with $700 per month. And that's $3,600 less over the course of a year and $36,000 over a decade. For many retirees, $36,000 over 10 years could cover a whole lot of living expenses. And don't forget that there's clear benefit to working past your full retirement age. For those who delay filing for Social Security until they turn 70, they're going to receive a benefit increase of 8% per year for every year they delay that filing past their full retirement age.
So as you've said on previous shows, if you're in good health and enjoy your job, there's some economic incentive there to wait until you're 70 to file for Social Security, correct?
Yeah, I agree that waiting until 70 is a solid move if you're able to do so. However, the truth is many people can't wait to begin collecting Social Security. In some cases, a person may be forced out of a job because of their health or changes in the company, or they may still be working but are now in a position that pays significantly less than they were previously making. People in either of these scenarios may need to tap into Social Security before age 70 or their full retirement age simply to help make ends meet. Thankfully, if you can't delay filing for Social Security for years, even delaying a few months will increase your lifetime benefit. It's also important to remember that once you file, you're locked in. which means your benefit will likely only go up when there's a cost of living or COLA adjustment. COLA increases are tied to the consumer price index, and they don't automatically go up every year. As shown on the Social Security Administration COLA information for 2024 page, in 2022, it went up by 5.9%, and in 2023, it went up 8.7%, thanks largely to inflation, and this year, it rose by 3.2%. But in 2016, the COLA adjustment was zero. Whether Social Security is a small part of your retirement financial strategy or it's the most significant part of your strategy, working with your financial services professional can help you devise a Social Security strategy that truly works for you.
Right. And I know that you have tools there to help people unlock opportunities for additional retirement income beyond Social Security, correct?
Well, that is right, Tony. One of the things that we provide our clients is, of course, access to the New Generation Retirement System, which includes what's called the Fact and Feeling Finder. Now, to fully grasp how you feel about your finances, it's essential to first learn what your risk tolerance is. And to that end, we have people that we're working with that will take the Color of Money Risk Analysis. That Color of Money Risk Analysis is a fast and user-friendly 11-question survey that provides some truly outstanding data. In mere minutes, you can answer those 11 questions and provide us with a more thorough understanding of your comfort level and financial risk. And the end result is, of course, knowing your personalized risk score at the end of that questionnaire. And by understanding your risk tolerance, we can really work together to build or adjust your financial strategy as necessary. And as we work together on that strategy, the Color of Money Risk Analysis can really help us to prioritize your retirement hopes and goals.
Sure. And that's what it's all about. So what else do you think people need to know about harnessing the power of Social Security or maximizing their Social Security payments?
Well, Tony, another key part of harnessing the power of Social Security is understanding how the program will likely look in 10 or 20 years. An Investopedia article titled "What Will Social Security Look Like When You Retire?" addresses Social Security's future. According to the article, the Social Security Administration's 2023 Trustees Report expects that the Old Age and Survivors Insurance Fund, Trust Fund, or OASI, which pays out benefits, will run dry in around 2033. In that scenario, the program wouldn't have any cash reserves, and anticipated receipts would only cover about 77% of scheduled benefits. At the end of 2022, Social Security surplus was more than $2.7 trillion, mainly from contributions from members of the Silver Tsunami. But as those people retire, benefit outlays are rising while fewer people are contributing to the payroll tax that supports current Social Security recipients.
So, really important stuff. People, I think, don't take Social Security seriously. I mean, they all rely on it and everybody wants it, but it can be complex and it can be a big part of your retirement. It's the foundation. So I'm glad you guys have tools. I know you have the Social Security Maximization Report that you can run. Cole, before we take the break, how can our listeners get that report from you?
Well, Tony, they can give us a call at 715-355-4445, or they can go right out to our website and request it out there, which is retirewithbushka.com. Again, that's retirewithbushka.com.
All right. Listeners, stay tuned. We're going to be right back with more of Financially Speaking with Cole and Kaylee.
Do you feel prepared for retirement? Cole Bruner and Sue Bushka work to help people navigate the uncertainties of retirement strategies. If you would like help understanding complex topics like Social Security, tax deferral, or growing your nest egg, visit their website at retirewithbushka.com or give their office a call at 715-355-4445.
Welcome back to Financially Speaking. I am your co-host, Tony Shore. And I'm here with our hosts, Cole and Kaylee. You've both done a great job talking about the silver tsunami and the various aspects of retirement that we all need to be prepared for, especially with all the baby boomers retiring each and every day, over 11,200 people hitting retirement age. That's just amazing. With that in mind, you've talked about Medicare and Social Security. So what's next on the agenda?
Well, next, I'd like to focus a bit more on the potential economic benefit of waiting until you're 70 to file for Social Security. Another U.S. News and World Report article titled How to Delay Claiming Social Security Until Age 70 has information that I think is very interesting, including that you may want to spend down your other accounts before you file for Social Security. For example, you may be able to utilize a 401k or IRA while waiting for your Social Security. The article notes that savings and investment accounts are often accessible for several years before filing for your Social Security at age 70. If you do take advantage of another account, you should only take what you need because overspending may weaken the power of waiting for Social Security. Work with your financial services professional to review your cash reserves and accessible savings accounts. Remember, prior to retirement, you should have enough cash to cover at least 1 year of spending. This cash may allow you to cover some of your essential expenses without withdrawing money from other investments before filing for Social Security. And during the conversation with your financial services professional, be sure to discuss CD and bond interest, money from dividend-paying stocks, and possibly selling appreciated assets that you've kept for more than a year, if any of these apply to your financial strategy.
So it seems like there are strategies available out there for people who want to wait until they're 70 to begin taking their Social Security, and I'm sure that's good news for a lot of listeners out there, right?
Oh, absolutely, Tony. And there's a variety of different ways to make it happen, one of which might be an annuity, potentially, for supplemental income. Annuities are contracts with insurance companies that provide guaranteed lifetime income in most cases in exchange for a lump sum payment. Now, while there are many types of annuities, you will need cash at the outset for funding your contract. Now, you may be able to structure your annuity payments for years between your retirement age and 70th birthday. So if you want to retire at 55, you could potentially use a 15-year period certain annuity. Now, to be clear, though, annuities aren't necessarily the best option for everyone. And because there's many different types of annuities, determining which is right can be a little more difficult. And that's why, of course, anyone that's ever considering an annuity should be working with a financial services professional to make sure that that's the best option, and then work together to find the most fitting one for your circumstances.
Sure. And so obviously it's important to understand this. What about working until you're 70?
Well, as we noted, Tony, it's probably one of your best options. If you're in good health and enjoy your career, why stop? Working beyond age 65 may help you secure your ideal retirement lifestyle. And remember that your peak earning years are often shortly before retirement. So working an extra year or two may not only help you earn delayed retirement credits for Social Security, but it may also help you increase what you have in your retirement accounts.
So a few more years of additional contributions then to a 401k or IRA, some retirement account, that could make a tremendous difference for your lifestyle during retirement to have that extra money saved up.
Oh, absolutely, Tony. That's definitely something to consider. Now, downsizing your home is still another way that you may be able to hold off until you're 70 to begin receiving those Social Security benefits. Are you an empty nester with a 4 or 5 bedroom home? Selling or moving into something smaller that still meets your needs may give you a larger amount of cash while also saving you money on taxes, upkeep, and utilities. Currently, the tax liability exclusion for a primary residence is $500,000 for married couples and $250,000 for an individual.
Okay, so Obviously, moving into a smaller home may relieve you of some of those home-related chores. That's why I like the prospect of downsizing. Fewer chores, right? I think you could agree with me there. But it does give you then more time to spend with family and friends and get into your hobbies and interests. That's the way I look at it.
That's right. And as you contemplate your making it to age 70 Social Security strategy, you may also want to analyze your spouse's likely monthly payment. If you're both eligible for Social Security payments, first factor whose payment will be larger. From there, one possible strategy may be to begin taking the smaller benefit immediately while delaying the larger payment. Furthermore, the survivor benefit allows the spouse who lives longest to receive the bigger of the two monthly payments.
So why don't you remind our listeners, Cole, how you can help them with their Social Security planning once again?
Oh, absolutely, Tony. The harnessing the power of Social Security tool that we've mentioned throughout the show has data and insights that are built specifically to help you determine your when for Social Security filing. Is it 62? Is it your full retirement age, age 70, somewhere in between? Many factors go into this important decision, and our harnessing the power of Social Security can really help you examine your financial status and options to come to a decision that's tailored to you and your personal retirement needs.
I know, Kaylee and Cole, that you both, this is what you do for your clients, and you'd love to help our listeners with this. So before we go, Cole, why don't you let our listeners out there know how they can get a hold of you, that phone number and the website and what you can offer them.
Absolutely, Tony. Well, of course, they can give us a call at 715-355-4445, or they can visit our website at retirewithbushka.com. Again, that's retirewithbushka.com. All sorts of great resources out there on the website for you to check out and do a little bit of additional due diligence before reaching out for that consultation. If any of our listeners out there are ready to jump in and schedule that no-cost, no-obligation consultation, they can again do so by calling us directly at 715-355-4445 or going out to retirewithbushka.com and scheduling that right on the website here and now.
That does it for today's episode of Financially Speaking with Cole and Kaylee.
Thank you for listening to Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound income plan. For more information, please contact Sue and Cole at Bushka Retirement Solutions and Bushka Wealth Management. Call 715-355-4445 or visit them online at retirewithbushka.com. Fee-based financial planning and investment advisory services are offered by Bushka Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of Wisconsin. Insurance products and services are offered through Bushka Retirement Solutions, Inc. Bushka Wealth Management, LLC, and Bushka Retirement Solutions, Inc. are affiliated companies.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.